Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
And we've been talking Saints-Rams all night long, but we're going to take a look across conference lines to the AFC. We're joined now by Carrington Harrison, co-host of The Drive on our sister station 610 Sports in Kansas City. Carrington, how you doing tonight?
Hey, I'm doing pretty good. I know it's an honor whenever I can talk to people that I played Madden with when I was a kid. So to get the opportunity to talk to Deuce McAllister, he won me a lot of very heated Madden games back in the day.
Carrington, that's the wrong thing to say to a young old guy. Okay,
listen, Deuce's an old man, and he's still coping with it. So I always appreciate when someone calls and reminds him. Just like today when I found out he was in high school in 1994. Oh my gosh!
Come on, man.
I don't want to offend anybody out there that was in high school in 1984. But I'm just, you're not sitting across from me. But Carrington, thanks for joining us, man. We've been talking obviously a lot about the Saints and the Rams matchup, but across the way, there's another huge game this week, the AFC Championship game taking place in Arrowhead, which I think for Saints fans, if you could put the Superdome in an outdoor stadium, it would probably be a lot like Arrowhead, one of the greatest fan bases in all of sports. And you guys out in Kansas City, and we've been talking about what's it like in L.A., what's it like in New Orleans, and we've determined it's a lot different in New Orleans right now than it is in L.A., and I would imagine Kansas City is a lot more like New Orleans right now. I'm sure the fan base is absolutely fired up for this game.
No, absolutely. I mean, this is the first time the Chiefs have actually hosted the AFC Championship game. You got to think about it. The Indianapolis, the Colts, they had more wins. They had more playoff wins at Arrowhead than Kansas City. So to really couple it with kind of getting over the hump with the Indianapolis Colts, I mean, and then to now play the New England Patriots, I think that's given this game extra juice. Obviously, it would be pumped for the AFC Championship game, but they had already played Los Angeles two separate times this season, them being in the AFC West, to get the opportunity to kind of end the dynasty. At least that's the conversation here in Kansas City for the New England Patriots. Has everybody fired up?
Carrington, young man, a D-tackle for you guys, and he's Mississippi State. I think it was, 10 straight games, 11 straight games with the sack, Chris Jones. What has it been like to cover Chris Jones and just to see him develop and grow? He's a guy that can play tackle and or end. I think you guys use him more at tackle, and he can play the nose. Just what has it been like to cover Chris Jones?
Man, Chris Jones, he's been a lot of fun this year. He has a lot of personality. He's kind of been one of the mouths of the Chiefs, one of the faces of the Chiefs. Obviously, Mahomes is getting a lot of pub. Tyreek Hill, but on that defense, Chris Jones, you bring up this season when he had those sacks in 10 straight games. I'm not calling him Aaron Donald. I think Aaron Donald might be the best defensive player in the NFL, but Chris Jones has played probably as close to Aaron Donald, Khalil Mack, as probably any pass rusher in the NFL. He's been absolutely dominant this season.
Looking at the weather report, that's one thing that an old man like myself love. I have to be able to do. Early on, it was, hey, look, you may freeze if you're out here, but now the report has kind of changed. It's only going to be, I think, reportedly about 33 degrees. How much of an impact, because we saw last week they were able to play in the snow, but how much of an impact will this have on this team, if any at all?
I mean, going into the beginning of the week, as you guys said, it was supposed to be 5 degrees at kick. It was supposed to be negative 15 degrees wind chill. They were calling it the coldest game at Arrowhead. They were using Arctic blast to describe how cold it was going to be at Arrowhead. Now everybody's kind of optimistic about the weather report. I don't really think it has that much of an effect on the game. I mean, Mahomes' arm strength, I think, has shown that he can throw indoors, outdoors with the wind and the rain and the snow. So I don't think the elements are going to have much of a factor on Sunday.
Carrington, you bring up Pat Mahomes, and obviously a tremendous season from a second-year player, and it's a guy that we almost saw in New Orleans. I know that that's who the Saints were targeting, and I think the Kansas City Chiefs did too, and that's why they traded up and grabbed him in the draft last year. But how exciting do you think it'd be? I mean, listen, you're in Kansas City, you're a Chiefs guy, you guys follow the Chiefs all year. How exciting would it be to see a Pat Mahomes, Drew Brees Super Bowl? At the end of the day, very different quarterbacks, but it's one of the most prolific quarterbacks in NFL history going up against a guy that at a young age looks like he may be headed down the same path.
Yeah, I remember at the beginning of the season, a lot of people were using the Aaron Rodgers, Brett Favre comparison. And I was a little bit skeptical just because when you throw out two of the top 15 quarterbacks in the NFL history, I think they're kind of skeptical. But, I mean, Mahomes has been as advertised, 5,000 yards this season, 50 touchdown passes. He has a chance to put together, I think you could argue at the end of it, maybe the greatest season we've ever seen from a quarterback if you factor in winning the Super Bowl. Because if you remember, Peyton, when he had that big year, they didn't win the Super Bowl. Brady, when he had that big year, they didn't win the Super Bowl. So if you can factor in what Mahomes has done during the regular season, and if he can get this team to the Super Bowl and they can win it, I think Mahomes is going to have an argument for kind of putting that season together. In regards to Drew Brees, it would be kind of cool just given the fact of we talk so much about Brees versus Mahomes when it comes to MVP that now if Mahomes had a chance to go up against Drew Brees in the Super Bowl, in what I think if the Saints go, you got to think Saints fans are going to fill up Atlanta. That game could be a lot of fun indoors, especially given what we saw Chiefs and Rams early this year. You guys saw Rams and Saints early this year, how many points were scored. I mean, you got to think over-under on that game is, what, 78 maybe? I mean, it's going to be a lot of points scored in that game.
Carrington Harrison, co-host of The Drive in 610 on 610 Sports in Kansas City. Carrington, thank you for the time, man. We appreciate it. Have a great time this weekend.
Hey, I appreciate you guys having me on today. Thanks a lot.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.